This is Louisa Clarence-Smith from EG, and I'm at Labour Party Conference in Brighton with Matt Ogg, Policy Advisor to Revo. Matt, how have you found the atmosphere this year at conference?
I've found the atmosphere has actually been quite buoyant this year, and the party seems to be energised in stark contrast to perhaps the position the party found itself in before the general election. I think the sentiment is definitely much more of a positive one looking forwards, and I think at least talking to people on the ground, there's a real feeling now that Labour are back in the game and are a real prospect that they could form the next government.
And what do you think have been kind of the key messages from Labour to business?
There's definitely been fewer set piece speeches this year, but I think the key takeaways will be the desire to take public ownership of key utilities and the impact that might have on investor sentiment, and more broadly, the desire to raise taxes, notably corporation tax, to help fund some of the ambitions that they have outlined this week, which I have no doubt will likely concern businesses who are already trading in what is a difficult economic environment. But I think it's the beginning of a conversation. I think people will be taking a close look at the details as they sort of emerge. And the economic impact of some of the proposals that have been outlined this week over the coming weeks and months.
And was there anything retail specific which caught your eye or which you were hoping would be discussed which hasn't really been?
I think actually our sector is sort of notable by its absence. There's been little on the ground in regards retail, real estate and property, but there have been some interesting conversations on the fringe that have been taking place around placemaking, transport and infrastructure. All issues which will be key to unlocking potential development and indeed productivity. I think particularly around the new mayoralties, there's a real opportunity for urban leadership, and I think there's some real opportunities for members of our organisation and also the industry-wide to engage at new tiers of government and with new authorities in the sort of trend towards localism which we've seen over the last several years.
I know we're in a bit of a bubble down here, but Labour does appear to be on the rise, and that's kind of what the results for June snap general election showed. How do you think property and maybe retail in particular needs to respond to that changing political landscape?
I mean, there's obviously a real prospect that the next government is Labour-led, but as I think retail property is already engaging with the party, as we do with all the major parties, to build bridges and have good relationships and to really maintain an open dialogue on the issues of the day. For us right now, that includes business rates reform, Brexit, closing the skills gap, and obviously ensuring sort of diversity in the workplace. And as an organisation, we're already on the ground sort of to help ensure that we campaign for the best possible economic and social environment, which allows our industry to thrive and prosper. I think we are already doing lots of that work, and I'm sure we'll be doing lots more of it. But I think it would be important for us to be in at the table and having these important conversations. And we look forward to being a partner with both government and the opposition to make sure that we can come together. And I think that public-private partnership is a real opportunity, both for the economy at large and for our sector, which has a real role to play in creating the sense of place and actually creating the places that people want to live and work and play.